back at the Spire City Waterworks.
Can you telepathically get those muscles off of there?
They're not responding. Probably because they're based on magic.
Well, do something! Ace is starting to look like a banana split!
I'll try blasting them off with a high-powered water jet.
It's not working!
If I was inside the pipe, I could reverse the water flow and blast them off that way.
That's it!
How is that it? If you were strong enough to burst into the pipe, you'd be strong enough to yank the filter.
The answer isn't getting you into the pipe. The answer is getting Ace to reverse the flow. Come on! Have you gained weight?
You have reduced strength, remember.
Back at the Spire City power plant.
This is a hydroelectric plant. If we had Nereid here, she could stop the flow of water powering the generators.
Didn't you say they had something blocking their intake flow at the waterworks?
Yes. Mrs. Wonderful, would you bring the obstruction to us here at the power plant?
I can't. I wasn't strong enough to remove it. We're going to reverse the water flow instead.
Maybe we can too. Mr. Wonderful, can you get us past the electricity to the control panel?
No problem. Duck beneath my cape. Ready? Brace yourself. We're through. Now, go, investigator.
Oh, no you don't. Here, have a taste of my stasis ray. You got in the way, you overgrown Boy Scout.
Alexandria, shut down the intake system, stat.
Initiating shutdown of intake system.
Another day, investigator.
I can't chase you and shut this down.
I know. That's the big idea.
Back at the Spire City Waterworks.
I'll blast the ice cream with water while you take into the controls.
Roger.
I'd sure hate to be the one to mop all of this up.
Focus. Do you think you can reverse the flow?
I can try. This is my stop.
All right, Adrena. Enough with the ice cream!
Emergency generator cutoff. No. What the? The power went out.
The boys must have shut down the power plant.
Well, that solves our problem.
Until the pump's backup generators kick in.
Now that I can fix. Can anybody see? And does anybody know where Adrena is?
Shh. Found her. Gotcha!
Let go of me!
Considering how high up we are, you probably don't want me to do that. Now you are heavy.
Later, outside the waterworks.
And she was carrying this.
An ancient Tongolian spell box. Where did you get this?
I know some people who know some people.
I'm sure this is what brought me through time. If we deactivate it properly, I should return to my own time without a problem.
Perfect. That's just what we needed to know. You can take her away, officer.
Wait. Before you take me away, I just have to say something to Mrs. Wonderful.
Me?
If I had any idea that my spell was going to do this, I wouldn't have done it. I know how I felt when my husband Chuck left me, even though I couldn't stand him by that point. I may be a bad girl, but I'm not cruel.
Ace, what is she talking about?
Since when can you make sense of criminals?
Hi, I'm Neri, by the way. Maybe we should get back to headquarters and get you back to your own time,
No, we should probably go back to the house instead. That way, I'm in roughly the same spot when I go back in time. Plus, I have books there that will help me neutralize the spell.
Everyone, on board the Seeker.
At Wentworth Manor.
So, Wayne, if you follow my instructions, that should reverse the properties of the Tongolian spellbox and send me back to my proper place in the time stream. Thanks for the help.
Thank you for your help.
Glad to have met you.
It was an honor working for you.
And honey, I'll see you soon.
Yeah. I'm going to go, read a book.
I suggest you try Elizabeth Barrett Browning's sonnets from the Portuguese, sonnet number 43.
Right.
There's a copy of it in the library, sonnet 43.
Turn to this page. Ring bell.
Wayne, make sure she reads that sonnet in that book, please.
Sprinkle water, check. Shake rattle, check.
Investigator!
I'll remind him. Goodbye.
What was that business with the sonnet all about?
That sonnet is about how much she loved her dude.
How do you know that?
Poetry is a great way to score.
There's not a romantic bone in your body, is there?
Wait. He said that sonnet in that book.
Yes. A way to get back remotely into the conversation.
No, you don't understand. Let me check these shelves. Here it is.
Open it.
It's not for me. Beth, you really need to read this book.
He used to read to me out of that book. No.
Beth, I think there's a note in there.
Why would there be a note in there?
Because I think he figured it out. Here.
You open it.
I don't open other people's mail.
Ha!
When it's not related to a case, open it. Sonnet 43.
Fine. There is a note.
Dear Beth, if you're reading this when I think you'll be reading this, then I'm already dead. Don't be alarmed. We all have to die sometime. And the way everyone was acting, I figured out that by the time you read this, I will have died. I'm hoping that it was of old age, but unless you're the hottest widow in the nursing home, I don't think I got that far. For a time, I thought about not helping the investigator reverse the spell, just so I could spend the rest of my life with you. But then I realized that unless we have some sort of huge fight between now and then, that's exactly what I am going to get to do. And more importantly, what if what I have to do between now and then is rescue you from some danger? What good would it do me to be selfish and then lose you anyway? So, I'm going back to face my fate, as all men must do. But this time out of time has given me a gift. One more chance to tell you what I will tell you every day until the day that I die. I love you. Yours always, Ben.
You have been listening to the adventures of the I'm 1-4, starring, in order of appearance, Justin Bills as Ace, Ann Michaels as Mrs. Wonderful, Eric Greenba as the Investigator, and introducing April Sadowski as the Nereid. This presentation also featured Beth Halloran as Sergeant Swinton, Joan Halloran as Adrena the Mystic, Kate Caswell as Female Convict No. 1, Louise Francis as Female Convict No. 2 and Alexandria, Jerry Halloran as The Big Idea, Steve Kane as Colonel Princeton, Jonathan Michaels as Mr. Wonderful, Ken Halloran as the Waterworks Worker, and James C. Taylor as your narrator. The I'm 1-4 is a presentation of I'm 1 Pop Art Productions and Time Well Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2010. You Can Go Home Again was written by James C. Taylor and edited and mixed by Jim Caswell. Music was composed and produced by Higher Than Pope. Electric Guitar Ambient was composed and performed by Tree Men. This has been an I'm 1 Pop Art production in association with Twerp's online presentations. Join us again next time for another thrill-packed adventure of the I'm 1-4.